mum. This is unusual. Miranda's down a gutter
drunk.
Somewhere. Drunk. Oh, hey. that's the voice of producer Sam, who should actually be ashamed and shouldn't be talking out loud. Producer Sam, look, he was in rehab, so it wasn't really his fault. But a podcast didn't happen. A Miss Glory Pearls podcast didn't happen when it should have happened. And she's now no longer doing the Naked Stand-Up Show. Or actually, we missed it. She might do it again, but we don't know when. But what's happened is she's doing an event called Naked Girls Reading. And we thought everything she said still is pertinent to this. So let me give you some information about this, right? Naked Girls Reading is a global network of events that calls on the timeless tradition of celebrating the female form in a way that exalts her as an artistic muse whilst marrying her image to texts of high intellectual, cultural and social value. Information, right? So go to designmynight.com and it's at Fontaine's Bar in Stoke Newington. So producer Sam is naughty. He should be being duly punished. And but Naked Girls Reading sounds like a lot of fun, so please get yourself down there.
Hello, my name is Miss Glory Pearl and I am the Naked Stand-Up.
Oh, it's nice, isn't it?
It's so lovely to be out.
Yeah.
You know, that wasn't allowed for a while.
Thanks for the restraining orders.
But we're in Brighton. Yeah. We're having a little decaf. You're having full caffeine. God help everyone. And we are joined by the dressed.
Surprisingly.
It's Glory Pearl.
Ah, good morning.
So
good morning.
Is it morning?
It is for me. I'm very much a night owl. Yes.
It's morning and it's gorgeous. And you're here today because you are famously, and this is so brilliant, a naked stand-up.
I am a naked stand-up, yes.
Miranda?
Yes.
How, why, when, who, what, where?
Okay, so the how,
yeah.
There's really no magic or mystery to it. I perform stand-up naked.
Do you just come on stage?
Yeah. So I do the whole show completely naked. So I wear hat and shoes.
Yeah.
Sort of top and tail it to kind of draw attention to the fact I'm not wearing any clothes.
Yeah.
But yeah, just I come out as if it's the most normal thing in the world, do a show, bugger off and get dressed.
Do you exfoliate? I mean, do you exfoliate?
Yeah, moisturise. I also use an awful lot of antiperspirant because You don't really realise until you're naked on stage how much you sweat under stage lights and how much your costume generally absorbs that sweat.
Oh, yeah.
So there is much antiperspirant beforehand.
Do you have a deodorant of choice? Or is whatever's
on offer in Boots. Okay. Or Superdrug.
That's lovely.
And other chemists are available.
Is the stand-up about the nakedness?
Yeah. So it kind of has a point. I didn't just randomly think, I know, I won't bother to wear any clothes. I talk a lot about body image, self acceptance, the ridiculous ways we tie ourselves in knots because we're not thin enough, or that's not me urinating, by the way. Somebody watering a hanging basket behind me. Just to qualify that for the tape. The main premise of what I do is that in our culture, we are completely obsessed with our physical selves, our bodies, our appearance, what we look like. And we spend time and energy and money trying to look a certain way.
Yeah.
When actually, it doesn't really matter. Because we all get old and we all die. And what really matters while we're here... Yes, shocking, breaking news. What really matters is, you know, who you are and how you conduct yourself while you're here. That's what's important.
Yeah.
And that's a really gorgeous message.
Yeah.
And intellectually, I'm embracing that.
Nice.
But it's got to be different to get on stage with your tits.
Yeah, it's difficult. Thank you.
But do you know what I mean? That must have been terrifying.
Yeah, no, it is terrifying, and it never gets less terrifying.
Oh, really?
I'll be honest about that. Yeah, it's scary stuff. It is scary stuff. But you know, it's my job, so as much as I might go on stage feeling, you know, fat and bloated and cellulite-y and pasty, I still have to go out and do my job. And I think one of the things that people say to me a lot is, oh my God, you must be so confident to get up there and do what you do. And I don't actually think it's about confidence. You know, I kind of say that I'm not confident, I'm just past caring. And I think it's actually true. You know, I've been doing a lot of stuff with the body positivity movement recently. And I really admire people who can stand there and say, I absolutely love my physical body. I love every part of myself. I completely accept who I am. But I think for most of us, that's
a lot
of a stretch.
Yeah,
it's a bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
So if we can just get to a point where we accept ourselves and go, okay, well, This is what it is.
Yeah.
It's not, it doesn't define me. It's not the most important thing about me. I can still be a good person. I can still make a contribution. Yeah. I don't have to be a size 10 lingerie model to do that.
What came first then? Was it that attitude within you?
Yeah.
Or that came first and then the show, or the show and then that attitude built up?
It was a bit of both really. My background was depends how far you want to go back. I used to be a school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Got into a very abusive relationship, came out of that relationship, felt really terrible about myself. I started doing pole dancing classes as a way of reconnecting
That's
with my
so
femininity and my sexuality.
Nice.
And through that, I started performing as a pole dancer. I did some strip work. Then I got into cabaret, burlesque, did some circus. And then in 2011, I had quite a spectacular accident on stage, which put an end to me doing anything.
What happened?
Well, it's really tedious, but... the venue I was performing in had a photo shoot on the stage earlier in the week, and they'd spilt candle wax all over it. So it was basically like an ice rink.
Ooh.
But they ran a whole week of shows on it, and it was the last show on the Friday. All I did was walk across the stage, feet went from under me, fell with great force on my left shoulder, ended up with a dislocated collarbone, dislocated ribs, dislocated vertebrae, a frozen shoulder, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I still got up, put my blindfold on, and did 5.5 minutes of acrobatic pole dance.
Did you?
I did,
you
yeah.
You are so showbiz.
Well, it's Dr. Theatre. You know, the adrenaline just kicks in. You get off, I got off stage and I thought, I really need to go to hospital.
Oh,
and yeah, the rest is kind of history. So what happened as a result of that was I couldn't do anything. I went from someone who could do a one-arm pull-up to someone who couldn't reach for the remote control because I had no shoulder movement. And I put on quite a lot of weight, and where I had really started to identify with my physical strength and what my body could do, suddenly that went. And I had to completely reevaluate my relationship with my body and my changing body. So those were things that I started to want to talk about. And then, you know, from a stage perspective, I couldn't do the stuff I historically was doing, but I still needed to work. So I started hosting more, doing more comedy burlesque, hosting. People said, oh, you're really funny, you should do stand-up. So I thought, oh, well, okay. If I were to do stand-up, what would I want to talk about? What sort of stand-up would I be? And that was kind of turning around in my head. And I really felt, and this is absolutely true, because I was hoovering at the time, and I really felt that whatever I wore on stage as a woman would somehow kind of define me and define what I could talk about.
Mm.
And this little thought popped into my head, which was, well, you could always do it naked, and then no one could put you in a box. Oh, the Naked Stand-Up. That's a good name for a show. That was it.
How is it for the audience, you think?
Ah, yeah. So I think now I'm at a stage where I don't particularly feel empowered by doing it, but I do get a lot of people come up to me after the show. I did a festival in Totnes, the Bodykind Festival, last weekend, and a woman came up to me after the show. She was shaking, and she saw me at the festival 2 years ago and said to me, I saw you 2 years ago and you've completely changed my life. I just want to thank you. And I honestly, I don't really know what to do with that information.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You're just like, oh, thanks.
Yeah.
It seems a bit, you know, inadequate.
In what way? What had happened then?
Well, I think I just kind of gave her the confidence to go and do what she wanted to do. And that's the main thing women say to me, is that me being up there kind of legitimizes normal bodies taking up public space.
Mm. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Men tend to come up to me and say, that's the bravest thing I've ever seen in my life, which I find quite interesting. And women usually say, I like your tits.
Yeah, you have got fabulous
Thanks.
Breasts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you grow them yourself?
Oh, yeah, they're entirely homegrown.
Would you do it naked,
yeah.
Miranda?
That
must take it into a whole different realm.
Yeah. I don't know whether I would, because I was going to do the Naked podcast.
Yeah.
And I think, because my confidence can go in, I'm sure you find this,
yeah.
Confidence can go into fits
Absolutely.
And waves, you
yeah.
know. So how do you get over it if you're just having a bad day
yeah.
and you're just like, is it just the thought, oh, I've got to get on stage
yeah,
and work?
Yeah, well, you don't have a choice, right? It's your
yeah.
job. And people have paid to come and see you
yeah.
and you have a duty to deliver.
Do you feel, when you've done it though, does that adrenaline come back where you're just like, where you feel like, oh yeah, I did it, love my buddy?
Yeah, but that's more about whether I've delivered a good show or not.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not about
yeah.
just
it's not about
taking
the, yeah, the nudity is kind of really not that important to me anymore.
Yeah.
It's about taking people on a journey, giving them a good laugh, delivering a good show.
Yeah.
So you got a show at Comedia
yeah.
on Sunday, May 19th.
Yeah, next Sunday, yeah.
And it's called The Naked Truth.
The Naked Truth.
So there's a bit of blurb. Miranda loves it when I read.
Oh,
yeah.
What is
go
it?
On.
That, you know, is it just my voice? Is it the timbre?
It is. It sets me to sleep.
Oh. Wow. So this show, The Naked Truth, quote, discusses the way women treat each other and what it means to be a naked woman in stand-up today. What do you mean about the way women treat each other?
I think a lot of the judgments that we place on ourselves often come from other women. For me specifically, a lot of that is about my mother and my relationship with my mother, which I'm going to talk about in the show. I've never really talked about it before, but yeah, I think the stuff I've heard, criticisms that I've heard of women tend to be really unkind to other women.
Yeah.
And that is about us, some of us still feeling that we are in some way in competition with one another and that we have to conform to some external set of standards, all of that. And I just want everyone to be a bit kinder to themselves and to each other. Yeah,
it's as simple as that, Miranda.
It is as simple as that.
You should write that down and maybe has a little life lesson.
Well, I don't know, because I'm just like, so I like separate myself. I deliberately like, I know what you're talking about with when it comes to other women, but I don't tend to find that. But then I'm like, is that because I've created my own echo chamber of women? Like I run body positive events.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, am I in that echo chamber where I'm fortunately surrounded by women who are just like, doesn't matter your size, your shape, your ability or anything. But I know what you mean. But I also think that a lot of that is capitalism.
I think it's
brands and it's marketing and it's all that that's more making us like that's the root of the stem
and patriarchy. That's what's created the competition because we have to compete with each other. So God knows why that's
so. I generally sort of like when someone says, "Oh, it's women in competition with other women," I'm like, that's a symptom of the problem, and I look more towards towards capitalism and the patriarchy. Really,
I completely agree with you, but I don't think we're all as aware of that.
Yeah, on a day-to-day basis.
I think it's important to talk about it. And I do talk about capitalism. I think if you look at the way... You know, in one of those women's magazines, you get the best dressed and the worst dressed.
Oh, yeah. God, those are awful.
That kind of thing is so spiteful.
Yeah.
And it needs to stop. But it's in a magazine and you're flicking through it on your coffee break or whatever, and it's presented as a normal way of...
All in bright pink and yellow colours. So this is obviously for the ladies, isn't it? Go on, girls.
Exactly. And we do have to challenge that. And it does start with us. I mean, we are the ones that can choose to purchase brands that are inclusive and use diverse body shapes and are, you know, kind, essentially. Or we can choose to go down the, you know, the Topshop route and go in and... not even fit in a size 20 and...
Yeah, I was going to say.
He's not a billionaire anymore.
Is he not?
It's terrible news, isn't it?
Gutted for him.
Can you imagine not being a billionaire anymore? anymore.
Oh, my heart bleeds.
I know. What about... You said something interesting as well in the blurb about... you can be a feminist and take your clothes off. What made you feel that you had to say that make that statement?
Because it's mainly people like Women's Equality Party and Object who seem to still believe that anybody engaged in any kind of body agency or sex work is somehow a victim, which is utter horseshit. And it really makes me cross. You know, Object really make me cross. You know, the Women's Equality Party recently went undercover in a strip club and filmed strippers doing their work.
Yeah.
And without their consent.
Yeah.
And have published that footage and are trying to say that those women are
victims
as opposed to...
And now those women are outed against their will.
Exactly.
So now they've got no other option but to go into sex work
because
if they want to be a teacher or like waitress or anything like that, then it's like their names and their details
are
going to come up.
So have they justified it? How WEP justified it?
They haven't. Not to a satisfactory degree. No. It's just like they're victims. So obviously we know best.
Oh, this is terrible. What goes on in the strip club?
And like,
well, actually, these women are earning reasonable money, good money, actually, if it's a good night. They're self-employed.
Yeah.
They're entirely determining their own destiny. What's anti-feminist about that? I'm shocked. Understand.
And I had a WEP candidate knocking on my door and I engaged in conversation.
Yeah.
Now I'm angry.
Yeah.
we love to have a take home from our show? Because you've met me once before.
Yeah.
And I guess then you saw that I'm a very generous woman. I bet you got that from me. And,
I did,
and Miranda's not as generous as me. But she's learning.
She's aspiring.
She's learning.
I'm skint with my emotions.
Yeah. And producer Sam bought 17.
17.
But what I'd like to say is...
So if there's someone at home that doesn't feel... So I love what you were saying, that actually you don't feel you're especially body confident, but you're kind of caring less, but you still have the courage. So how would... I mean, I'm not in our day-to-day life, I'm saying how do we be confident naked, but, you know, there's something for us to learn from you, isn't there?
Yeah, and I think it's just... Well, I think there are two things. Women's bodies, in, specifically in the public space, are still subject to very... narrow boundaries of acceptability.
Yeah.
So as a woman in her 40s who's a size 16, simply being naked in a public space is a radical act, and it's about visibility. You know, it's about saying, here I am in my body, it's not perfect, it's aging, it's not a size 10, and that's okay. I'm kind of okay with that. In fact, you know, have a good old look at it. It doesn't really matter. Let's get on with talking about some interesting stuff. So I think that in itself, it's almost like, although it's putting the body front and centre, it's almost like, not devaluing, but deprioritising it.
To normalise it. Yeah, so it's there, yeah, and then it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so it's just that thing of saying, I'm okay, I'm okay. I don't need to be that. I can just be me. If I'm doing good work, that's all good, right?
Yeah.
So inspiring, I love that.
Yeah. And be nicer to each other. Nice. You don't. You don't have to point out someone's in. You know.
We do it ourselves.
I have to say, going back to the woman thing, I've just remembered this. One of the. So, I when I was pole dancing, I was a size 12. Mm. And I was very muscular. I was very strong, and I had a woman who came up to me after a show, very drunk, very inspired by my performance, thought she was being really. Lovely.
Yeah.
Who said to me, it's so good to see a woman of your size dancing.
Size 12. Did you rip the pole from...
But that's the kind of thing I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. A bit more thoughts.
Thanks, love. Yeah.
So how do people get a hold of you and keep up to date with everything you're doing on Twitter?
Yeah, thank you. I'm rubbish at that. I'm on the Instagram, I'm on the Twitter, I've got a Facebook page, but I am generally rather shite at for social media.
And you are Miss Glory Pearl.
I am at Miss Glory Pearl, yeah.
You are really bad at saying it, aren't you? Promoting it, just that.
Oh, I am,
I had to tell you your name.
Yeah, no, you did. I'm bad. I think I'm just, you know, I just want to get on stage and make people feel better, and all the other stuff is, you know, it's actually...
I'm going to be your agent.
Thank you. I always feel, and I've had a number of discussions with people about this, like when you're on stage, it isn't actually about you.
Yeah.
It's about the audience.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're just doing a job, and you have duties to deliver. So your audience are your focus, not you. So when it comes to being in the spotlight, I'm actually really uncomfortable with that, which is crazy for someone who performs stand-up naked, right? Well, there we go.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for wearing clothes.
Nice, yeah.
I'm so sad you wore clothes.
I can get naked for you later,
Thank
BB,
you.
If you like.